All right. Yeah, first of all, this is a tough place to play. You know, I have a lot of respect for the Steelers, Coach Tomlin, that entire football team. They're tough. They compete really hard. They got a lot of good players. They're big. They're fast. And it's a tough place to play. So we got to give our players a lot of credit. They hung in there, battled them for four quarters. Certainly wasn't easy. Fortunately, we made a few more plays than Pittsburgh did today. Our red area defense, or you know, just being able to keep them off the board there when they had a couple situations where they had good field position, and just overall the red area defense when they did get down there, that was you know a big plus for us. We were able to put the ball in the end zone three times, and then hit Rob on the middle read for a big play there from a little further out. So those are the big point plays. You know, a lot of guys stepped up. You know, obviously Malcolm's interception was a big play for us, start of the game to, you know, keep them from getting ahead. Then we were able to drive it and take the lead and play from ahead. So that was, you know, that was good. But good team win. Like I said, a tough place to play here, tough place to win. So we'll take it. And Steelers are a good football team. Again, I have a lot of respect for that organization, for Mike, their players, the job they do. They're tough.
You mentioned Butler's interception. How much of going in was this a plan to match him on tough player, Antonio Brown? And how did you think he did?
You know, he was on him a lot the way we set it up. You know, again, look, they've got great players. They're tough to cover. You know, they hit us on a couple over routes, in cut, where they kind of ran away from the coverage that we had. You know, plays were well designed, good scheme, and you know, good throws and obviously good routes by Brown. So, you know, they got us on a couple, but I thought we competed hard. You know, we battled them all the way. We battled them on third down. We battled them in the red area, and I know they made some. We made some, but they're good. I mean, they got a lot of good players.
Bill, how tough was it to keep Bell in check?
Tough. Excellent receiver. He's got great short space quickness. Breaks a lot of tackles and makes a lot of people miss where they don't even really get their hands on him to tackle him. Seems like you hit him and you got him stopped, and it's 4 or 5 yards later before he's on the ground. He's very one of the best backs in the league. You know, glad we didn't have to play against him. Glad he's not in our division, let's put it that way. That he's a really good player. I mean, between him and Brown, you know, we tried to do as much as we could on those two guys all day. I mean, they still were productive, but I mean, we put as much coverage and as much defense on them as we could. But they're hard to stop.
When you got a weapon like Rob Gronkowski and they're able to keep him in check for a while, do you kind of know it's a matter of time before he's going to make a big play like that?
I don't think you know that. I mean, you hope that, you know. I mean, look, it doesn't really matter who makes the plays, just as long as we make them. So if they take somebody away or if they do something to neutralize one player, then that's why we have the players on the team. So it's not about, you know, featuring one guy. It's about the team winning.
What's your final question?
You know, in the locker room, Steven Gostkowski was very hard on himself. He actually said, right now I just stink. I'm curious what your level of concern is just with him and what he was talking about.
Yeah, I mean, nobody works harder than Steve does. And, you know, Steve's a very talented player. He's mentally tough. He's a good football player. We'll work through it. Again, it's a tough place to kick. I mean, not making any excuses, you know. I mean, those are kicks that, you know, he expressed, but I mean, it was a kicker on the other side of the field had trouble too. So it's a tough, but we got to make them.
LeGarrette ran hard.
Ran great.
Curious just your, you know, your thoughts. Seemed like he helped settle you guys down a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, they tried to, you know, they played some nickel defense against Rob and Marty. And we were able to get some good runs going with LG. And so that kind of offset, you know, some of the sub-defense that they were playing there. I thought our receivers you know, made some good blocks in those situations too, to be able to get the force guys and all. But yeah, LG ran hard, good ball security, good pad level, you know, made some tough yards, and they made a couple big play, you know, kind of explosive runs, you know, 12, 15, I don't know, might have had a 20, but he had one long one there, 25 yards, whatever it was. So, you know, he gave us some explosive plays, you know, and we needed that, particularly when they cut at the four-point game. You know, he gave us a couple big runs there to, like you said, settle things down where it just wasn't a pass rush game for them all day. They, you know, had some good pressure early in the third quarter, kind of got us in some long yardage situations, holding penalties, hit the quarterback, forced the ball out quick. So, yeah, his runs were able to settle it down. I thought our offensive line, you know, came through with some good blocking along with the receivers, so, and the tight ends, obviously. You know, we ran behind Marty and Rob a lot.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Coach.
Good. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Tom should be